Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
with you. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts, the 10th chapter. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him to appear not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre,
with the lyre and the sound of melody,
with trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it,
the world and those who dwell in it.
Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord,
for he comes to judge the earth.
He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
The second reading is from the first letter of St. John, the 5th chapter. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word of the Lord, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in
one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I hope for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. This is our text. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says it so simply and so clearly. This is my commandment. Love one another. Love one another. It sounds like it should be so easy. Jesus doesn't command us to pray 5 times a day, or fast twice a week, or go on long pilgrimages to holy places, or do any other kind of difficult or burdensome thing. He simply says this: love one another. That's it. Just love one another. That is, in fact, a summary of all of God's commandments. Having no other gods, not misusing the name of the Lord your God, hearing his word on the Sabbath day, not honoring your parents, not murdering or committing adultery, or stealing or bearing false testimony or coveting. This is what love looks like. Abide in my love, Jesus says. Love one another. But I don't have to tell you how hard that is. Instead of love, how often do anger, discord, bitterness, partiality, jealousy, impatience, suspicion, hostility, greed, laziness, and discontent reign in our lives? Instead of caring, we criticize. Instead of giving of ourselves, we gripe and we grumble. Instead of understanding, we get impatient. We'd rather let somebody else do the job of helping so that we can mind our own business. We resent the good fortune that others have instead of rejoicing with them. And we know that it shouldn't be like this. We wish that it wasn't like this. Yet how often do these things just come welling up out of our hearts? The sin that we didn't even know was there. I often say what bothers me most about my sin are not the sins that are so obvious, but rather the ones that seem to come out of nowhere. When I wasn't expecting it, they catch me off guard. When my heart seemed to be perfectly fine, and suddenly there's a sin in my mind or my words or in my actions. The sin that we inherited from Adam that infects us and that poisons our lives and poisons our love. God only gave Adam one commandment as well. Remember? Don't eat of that one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's all he asked. You can eat from all the other trees. Eat from the apple trees and the orange trees and the pears and the pomegranates and figs and cherries and you name it. They're all yours to eat and enjoy. Just not that one, please. Reserve that one for me. And by not eating it, what is Adam missing out on? It's not like God has given him a bunch of junk, and now there's this one amazing fruit that God is keeping from him. Adam is missing out on nothing. He's not being deprived of anything. He's simply loving God by keeping and by honoring this one request. But he couldn't do it. You know, there's a difference between Eve and Adam. Eve was deceived. She was tricked into sin, but Adam did it willfully. Because he couldn't have that tree, it was the tree he wanted most of all. You know how it is with children. Tell them that they can't have it, and they can't stop thinking about it and desiring it and wanting it. I'll think about adults. We're like that as well. And the more the time goes on for Adam, the harder it gets. And that's the way it is with sin. We want what we can't have, or what we shouldn't have, or what hasn't been given to us. And taking it, going after it, or desiring it hurts our love for one another. Because when we do that, we're only thinking of me, not of them. Only thinking of helping myself, not of helping others. Only loving me and not loving one another. And then Jesus gives his command: love one another. It sounds so simple. And yet we may even think when he says that, what about me? And then it's all about me again, and this tyranny of the worst kind, as we heard about in our hymn that we just sang, fast bound in Satan's chains I lay. When it's all about me, and the thing that's all about me are those chains. I am chained to myself, the chains of sin and death. But Jesus wouldn't have us be chained. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." You see, Jesus is not imposing on us. He wants us to have joy. But when we love only ourselves, there is no joy, at least no joy that lasts beyond the moment. It's only something that caves to the insatiable and unending desire for more, for that one tree of which God said, "Please, no." So what's a God to do with people like us? To give us more rules, more laws, more commandments? That's what some think, but that doesn't work. And I'll be honest, when I think about myself as a father, sometimes when there's a transgression of one commandment, the temptation is to double down and give a whole bunch more and make them obey. But if we can't keep even that one, how are we going to keep more? No, more rules, more laws, more commandments is the way of servants and of slaves. But you heard what Jesus said today. "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Isn't that an amazing word? Friends, not slaves. Friends, not servants or acquaintances or employees, but friends. Friends to whom Jesus has revealed a better way, telling us not more that we have to do, but what he has come to do. The one tree that Adam could not resist, and that same tree of desire that we cannot resist, that is the one tree that Jesus also cannot resist. But it's not his sinful desire that compels him to the tree. It's his love. The one tree that he cannot resist is the tree of the cross. For greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. Jesus is the one who came to lay down his life. And in calling you his friends, he is telling you that he came to lay down his life for you. What wells up within his heart, what comes out of him, is not sin, but love. And so he came not only to demonstrate love, but to give love to us. He calls us friends, not because we deserve to be his friends, not because we've earned his friendship, but by calling us his friends, he is making us his friends. He names us. And you know what it's like when God, whatever God calls something, that's what it is. Whatever God names something, that's what it becomes. So when he names us his friends, we are his friends. God's word does what it says. We did not choose him, but he chose us. Or in other words, we're not his friends because of what we do. We're not his friends because we keep his commandment. We are his friends because of what he did, because of his tree, because of his cross, because of his love. As one tree made us all sinners, so one tree makes us all righteous again. As one tree made us slaves to sin, so one tree sets us free. As one tree brought death into the world, so one tree brings life to the world. As one tree brought the end of love, so another one tree brings love full and free. When Jesus laid down his life on the cross for you, when he laid down his life for sinners like you and me, for us who are rebellious and disobedient, for we who only want to think about ourselves, he did it so that you might die and that a new you might arise with him to live again. Jesus died for you and me, not so that we can continue to dwell on ourselves, but so that we can be set free by his forgiveness to a life that is full of love. And this is why Jesus baptized you. You are baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You were baptized so that by that water, the old Adam in you, that old sinful nature in you, might die. And a friend of God, a new Adam might arise and live. In the water of holy baptism, his tree became your tree, a tree that brings life and not death. In the water of baptism, he forgave all your sins and showed you the love of God, that you might live a new life, so that you might be no longer a slave of sin, but a friend of God's Son, set free to love. So let's make sure that we have the order straight. We don't love one another in order to become God's friend. We don't love one another so that we can come to Jesus and say, look, I love my neighbors, so you need to make me your friend. Adam didn't become holy by doing what God commanded. When God made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he made them already holy and already sinless. And we don't love one another to earn something from God and become holy. But by baptism, you already are holy. By baptism, you already are a new creation. Through baptism, you already are a friend of God. And your sins are forgiven so that you can have the joy that God has for you. The joy of loving and of giving. Friends of God. And as if that's not enough, Jesus said even more, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Don't run past that sentence. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. The Father's love for Jesus, the Son, is his love for you as well. And that's amazing. It's a completely undeserved, a completely free, and a completely perfect love from the King of creation, the God of the universe, the one who made all things. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. And yes, it does sound so easy to abide in this completely 100% free and undeserved love. But even that isn't easy. Starting out may be easy, but abiding is not. Remaining in that love is difficult because there are so many temptations. There are so many forbidden trees. There is so much false and deceiving information. There are so many challenges and the old sinful nature that still swims in us. And just as with Eve, the devil doesn't pluck the fruit and place it in your hand, but he makes you want it. He makes you desire it. He lures and entices you. He makes it look good and makes you all kinds of promises if you will just love his word. Love yourself and love the fruit. But Jesus' love is different. The Father's love is different. The love of our God is a love that gives you what he promises. He doesn't tempt you to make you less. He loves you to make you more. He loves you to make you more filled with love and more filled with life and more filled with him. He gives you what is good, both for your life now and for your life forever. And so Jesus gives you a fruit that is given and not taken, the fruit that comes from his tree of the cross to you. He gives you today the fruit of his own body and blood. Eat this, he says, for life. Eat this for the forgiveness of your sins. Eat this, and I abide in you, and you in me, and my love abides in you. Eat this often. This is the food that you need. And so once again, Jesus gives us what we need, that we may be who we were created to be. The Spirit and the water and the blood, his Spirit and his water and his blood all testify to that, to his love and his forgiveness and his life that are given to you, his friends. Little children, because he has loved us, and because he continues to love us, and because he has loved us fully and freely and forgiven all our sins, and because he has promised that his love will have its way with us forever, love one another. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Blessed God, you did not reject our prayers or remove your steadfast love from us. Hear us now and answer us in your love for your whole church and for all people as they have need. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all, you make known the good news of peace through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless and direct the work of our missionaries, that in every nation there would be people who fear God, do what is right, and believing in Jesus, receive forgiveness of sins through his name. Be with the Reverend Dr. Johanna Pohjola and the Evangelical Lutheran Mission Diocese of Finland. Give them boldness as they confess the truth of Holy Scripture and Scripture's teaching on marriage and sexuality, and turn the hearts of their opponents. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you invite us to freely come and hear your word. Bless and increase our faith, that we may rightly fear you and learn what you have done for our souls. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, your Son, in his incarnation, took on our human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. He submitted to his mother, honoring and obeying her, so fulfilling the commandment where we have not. On this Mother's Day, graciously accept our thanksgiving for our mothers whom you have given to us. Teach us to honor them rightly, loving, obeying, and giving thanks for them as is fitting in your sight. Strengthen all women with child, especially Nika Sharon, Jessica Pasco, Celeste Brooks, Abby LaBear, and their little ones, and give them safe delivery. Comfort all women who long to have children but cannot, and those who have suffered infant loss and miscarriage, that they may find their consolation in you and your unfailing love. Comfort also those who have no mothers, or whose mothers are home with the Lord, and bless the work of all mothers in Israel who teach, serve, and provide care within our congregation. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, your compassion and kindness for those in need has no limit. Direct and bless the work of First Concern in Clinton and Marlborough and CareNet in Fitchburg. Provide them with the people and resources to carry out their work well, and through them grant good care to women, men, and children in need. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, you rule this world by your established authorities in ways that we do not always understand. Yet in the name of Jesus, we may ask you anything freely as friends and sons. Bless our nation's leaders and cause them to serve wisely for our good. Give earthly peace and justice that is in accord with your commandments and the order you have revealed. Bring an end to injustice, violence, and disdain for your truth, and let us receive all good with thanksgiving. Watch over the people of India and provide relief from the coronavirus. Sustain and preserve the lives of those who are sick, and give strength to all doctors and nurses and those providing medical care. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, the giver of all that is good, grant your healing and support to all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity, especially Karen Hamill and Andrea Wetmore, who are homebound, Randy Hunter, Jesse Kengis, Al and Lois Doskasil, Rosemary Jackson, Jackie Gordon, Phyllis Hoffman, Gary Kengis, George Kengis, Nancy Kengis, Janet Lorisella, Bud Meyer, Sandra Meyer, Phyllis Moss, Ed Pinard, Jared Blaze, and Ann Blaze. Give them also the gift of your grace to accept and bear their crosses with faith in you, that finally they would be prepared to depart this life and receive the gift of eternal life in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, at the death of your Son, you gave the testimony of your Spirit in the water and the blood that poured from his wounded side. Grant that, having received this testimony in the water of baptism, we may also receive it in the body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Supper, and so overcome the world by our faith in him. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy. As it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
take heed the body of Christ given unto death for you. Take, drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Blessed be the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you.